Jamaica's prime minister says the government is concerned that young people are turning to gangs instead of seeking meaningful employment. This is WAVS News. Speaking at the groundbreaking and contract signing ceremony for the Westland Expansion Project at Kingston Port, Prime Minister Dr. Andrew Holness warned that Jamaica is losing its human resources to crime and a gang culture.
We're losing so many of our good human resources, our good talent, our good labor, because they are tied up in crime. They don't want to come out of the gangs. They don't want to leave their communities. They take a negative attitude, an antisocial attitude towards work. And what that does, it locks them into that for the rest of their lives.
Prime Minister Holness added that the government will continue its push to dismantle gangs which have been recruiting young men and women to their network.
Yes, there must be no compromise on human rights, but that doesn't say you must not be firm and decisive and instrumental in dealing with crime and violence. Because that firm and instrumental approach will be beneficial to you, but it is also beneficial to that youngster.
In the Bahamas, the Free National Movement leader Michael Pintard raising the alarm about alleged corruption in the country's immigration system as he calls on government officials to provide answers on allegations. There has been an unexplained surge in the number of people issued National Insurance Board cards and what he calls a sharp rise in work permit applications. Hours later, Minister of National Security Wayne Monroe gave a televised response to Pintard's claims, saying the country's immigration system is stronger than ever. Monroe said an uptick in NIB cards being issued is mainly due to the identification and targeting of people who had previously avoided making NIB contributions, many of whom were found submitting fraudulent immigration documents. In the British Virgin Islands, Premier Dr. Natalia Oatley has sent a strong message to critics calling for his resignation amid the Bank of Asia controversy, stating that he's done nothing wrong and will not satisfy detractors by resigning from office. Amid public speculation surrounding the collapse of the Bank of Asia, Premier Oatley has called for an internal audit to be conducted to shed more light on some $5 million of public funds that will likely be lost when the bank finally closes. Initial investigations revealed the money was deposited in the bank after it was confirmed the institution was on the brink of failure. At a press conference last week, media owner Cindy Rosen asked the territory's leader whether he'd be willing to step down from his post after the audit is concluded. Premier Oatley firmly stated he does not plan to resign because of the issue, saying his critics will have to go to the polls to remove him from office. The Eastern Caribbean Central Bank has announced an historic achievement in its latest annual report, revealing its highest ever net profit of $126.2 million Eastern Caribbean dollars. This is Winston Barnes, WAVS News.